Call the meeting to order. First order of business is approving the January 7th minute.
Vote.
Second.
Beckett? Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Treasurer's report.
Not a ton to report. Balances 692, 067 and 82 cents as of the end of January.
Questions on that? All right, financial audit.
As stated last month, we're in the midst of the 2025 full audit for the land bank with Bonadio. Mitch, Elizabeth, myself, Arbor team have all been tasked with different items to do. So we are looking at March presentation.
Correct.
March presentation. So we don't expect anything of abnormality, but it was a big year just looking at Mitch's treasurer's report, over $1 million top line. So that is by far the biggest year that the land bank has ever experienced. So just wanted to bring that to your attention and let you know next month will be the presentation.
Great. Any questions on that? Inventory.
Inventory. So Mr. Malter requested the inventory listing to show before and after assessments. I sent out a very lengthy spreadsheet that probably has a lot of information that's not necessary to that, but wanted to get your guys' eyes on that and see if you had any questions, concerns, anything of that nature.
I didn't. Are you satisfied with what?
Yep, it was very detailed, and I was surprised at the outcome. So
Yeah.
So we use that for Paris reporting, our annual report, our financial audit. That's why I compile it. So it has so much information. It's a living document that's used for many things.
All right, grant application.
So let's see, 2 weeks ago we had the phase one closeout because we fit the parameters to be at the end stage of that. That meeting went very well, no issues whatsoever. We do have a few projects to finish up to tie that phase one up. We have not heard anything on the latest application, so that's still.
Yeah. So HCR canceled their March board meeting. So their next board meeting to do those approvals is April. So I don't think we will hear anything until April. In January, they made four awards totaling just under 8 million. I think in December they made two awards, but I can't find the meeting minutes to figure out what those awards were. So there's at the most just over 16 million left in the pot. So six land banks have been awarded, probably closer to 12 or 13 left.
Okay.
When is the April meeting?
April 8th.
April 8th. So it'll be after our meeting.
Yes. The meetings are live. If I'm available, I usually try to sit through the 3 hours and listen.
Yikes. Good for you.
You never know what kind of information you're going to get. But yeah, they have canceled the next meeting, so.
So there are a couple things that I missed here. Two to speak of on item C, inventory discussion. 87 West Denison, more geared towards Hilda, as she always is curious on that one. Moving through the permit stage, obviously all the DPW trucks are fully focused on, winter care and roads and all that. So we're not going to be able to get to it in February and probably first part of March, but that is not 100% ready to go demo-wise, but should be soon.
It's made it through the environmental process and we met with the DEC. So I think all we're waiting for is all the ships to align. So
What about the variance through the city?
GORIC was working on that because it was items that they needed to answer. So that was going to be part of their turning into the permit paperwork.
Okay, good.
But they shouldn't, I mean, as long as they check all the boxes, the city shouldn't be
Correct.
Yeah,
Us back
they're
on that.
as ready for this house to come down as we are. So, the city planner, Jennifer, is
Yeah,
it?
Jen.
She and I have had a couple conversations, and she, she sent, I sent the permit for you to sign, so I'm pretty sure I'll re I usually follow up with all of our contractors and demo people, once a month just to say, hey, how are things going? I sent the contract, all those kind of things. So I'll follow up with GoRick just to make sure that they're, their T's are crossed and their I's are dotted. So.
Very good.
Okay.
Next one is the Fenderson Ave rehab that we're working on. That is about one third complete, moving along very well, no hiccups so far. Doug obviously is boots on the ground for that one. Anything you'd like to add on that? That is Griffin Construction. Yeah.
Yeah, Griffin's doing that. He's got all the windows in. He's got everything torn off and starting to put up siding once the weather breaks a little bit. He's not going to put up vinyl siding when it's this cold. It'll just
Sure.
snap in his hand. The upstairs has already been framed out. They're starting drywall up there. The boiler's on site. They're going to get that new boiler installed in the old furnaces. They had three furnaces in that house and they're all removed already. So they're moving along.
Good, good. That's always good news. That's what I had for extra inventory discussion, and I have a off agenda item budget transfer that came up just recently. Mitch brought it to my attention. Like to request authorization to transfer $31,000 to renovation cost and $6,000 to environmental. Both of those coming from the property acquisition line.
And what were they covering? What were they
They
for?
were covering the rent. Sorry, to so that would be Fenderson Ave renovation.
It's overages from 2025 that we
Yes.
need.
Oh, okay.
Cleanup end of 2025. So.
Sure. Is there a motion for that?
Sure, I'll make the motion.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
And I would like to request a executive session for potential litigation.
John, you had your hand up about a question.
Well, I was just thinking about these grants. It seems like they're adding more money to the allocations. Is that a sign that across the state that this has become a very effective mechanism to increase?
You are
Yeah,
correct.
when this land bank was established, I think we were like the fifth in the state, something like that. And I think our experience, the other ones, has shown that it's a good investment of different revenue sources. And I mean, it was originally the settlements from the banks for the financial collapse during the Great Recession. But now I'm not sure where they're getting the money from. But they keep making it available. So.
It's good things.
Okay. So just to piggyback off of that, so there is no money in the governor's budget for land banks. That is something that we are advocating and trying to get in front of the state on their lobby day to advocate for more money. They have created the line item the last few years for land banks. As they continue to allow for more land banks, that pot of money doesn't go as far. So there is, even though there's no money, there is something that the governor wants to increase the number of land banks from 35 to 45. Currently, there are 32 land banks created in the state. So, from the land banks position, we are going to support the addition of the increase to 45 land banks, but also ask for an increase in funding. Because if you keep it at the 40 to 50 million, and now you've got 10 extra land banks to dig into that pot, and your funding is 2 million per land bank at this point, the numbers don't match. So we are asking for them to increase the amount of money for land banks to at least like 60 to 70 million.
Sure. And to piggyback on that too, John, over the years, if you look at Stu Ben's grant, the grants that we've received, they've incrementally been higher. The one we're working on now is 1.75 million with another 1.7 in queue. So, that's pretty substantial in our world. And we've been very successful in, getting the money out the door for demos and rehabs and, following the state compliance list. So we're definitely on a short list as far as the 32 land banks go, as spending all of the funds exactly the way they want.
Good.
The push to increase land banks is because she's using this as part of her housing, but yet she doesn't have a line item in a budget.
Correct. Which is why we're advocating. And we are very thankful. Adam Zarenko, who sits in the attorney's or the governor's office, is the previous executive director of the Albany County Land Bank. So he is a huge advocate for land banks across the state. And he's, I think, been one of the biggest reasons we've gotten those funding allocations.
Okay. So if nothing else, we need to go into executive session for a legal matter. Your motion?
Make the motion.
Thanks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. All right, we need to clean the room.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're back in open session. So a motion to fund this up to 6,000.
Second.
Any questions? I agree. I think it's the right thing to do. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, and we'll report back next month how it went.
Okay.
Chris, I just have a quick question.
Sure.
With that, is there a release of liability at that point that we have them sign since we are paying for an outside company to come
Probably
fix the problem?
that's something that I mean, I think Squires is in Hawaii. I don't know if Anna can draft it or just a
Full and
blanket,
harmless.
full and final release. It'll happen pretty quick.
I hope so.
Yeah.
He said ambient is coming out from the bottle.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Thank.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.